Good morning. You listen to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. I'm in San Antonio, Texas, at the NFA spring meeting, and I'm with Gary Sissel. Gary, how you doing?
Kemp, I'm doing very good. Thank you.
You've been now at Bob's Carpet and Flooring Mart for, what, about 4 months?
It's been 4 months, yes.
I wanted to ask you about some of the things that you have put into play as far as changes. Just a real quick rundown. Bob's has 15 stores, 8 of which are stocking locations. You're down there in the greater Tampa Bay area. Is that about right?
Breaking news, Kemp. We added a 16th location this last week, and it is also a stocking location. So we now have 16 Bob's locations in the greater Tampa area.
Tell me about that. I mean, how did you decide to add a new store?
The Butler family had a piece of property that they joint owned with another individual, and opportunity came up, and they took advantage of it, and here we are, 16 locations.
All right, so another thing you said when I interviewed you last was that you were in every categories but rugs, and I'm sure knowing you and knowing your background with Nebraska Furniture Mart, you know that that's a viable category in this flooring sector. So talk about what you're doing with rugs.
Well, a crazy thing happened to me. I'm in our Manatee location, which is in Bradenton, and I'm watching customers walk in one day, and they start asking for rugs, and my manager just happened to have a few rugs there to show them, and I've got this crazy idea that we need to have rugs in all 16 locations now. So we're probably going to start really slow, and we're going to have maybe rugs in a box kind of concept. It's really simple for the salespeople to get used to rugs that way, and then we'll work our way into maybe some larger galleries. We're also going to launch probably some rugs, very small rug collection online.
One of the things you talked about in the last interview was that you're really big on measuring because you know you can't change things you don't measure. So let's talk about some of the changes that you've made in the 4 months you've been down there.
Well, since you brought up measuring, I do like to measure everything. One of the first things we measured was our installation effectiveness, and we started to identify exactly where we were having breakage, landmines, whatever you want to call it, where we're having problems that existed on a day-to-day basis. So we measured, identified our priorities, and started focusing on them with an aggressive strategy to educate not only our staff, our salespeople in particular, but our installers. I've met with all 100 crews now over the last month, and I plan on meeting with them every 3 or 4 months. So that's one thing that we've implemented that's made a big difference already.
Now, these installers, they're, I'm sure, arm's length, but are they pretty loyal to Bob's?
I would say that 80% of them have been with Bob's for a long period of time, which would be over 5 years, and they're all subcontracted, and I just wanted to give them a little love and attention and let them know that we care and that they're an important part of our partnership with the customer.
You know, we were talking prior to this interview, and I was thinking that you would be someone we could talk to about growth unaffected by the weather, and you corrected me because you actually missed several shipping days because Dalton was shut down. So the weather has even affected you down in Florida, hadn't it?
Yes, it has impacted us. I think we probably missed 4 or 5 shipping days from Dalton and various other places along the East Coast. And I think a lot of people come down to Florida to brave the winter down there, which is 75 and sunny most of the time. But I believe the psyche of the area is impacted by what goes on other places in the nation. So when the nation's feeling the pinch, we feel a pinch, maybe not as severe, but we do feel a pinch.
Another thing you said last time we talked was that you were tweaking your advertising. Tell us a little bit about what you're doing there.
Well, we're trying to make sure that our advertising is consistent across all of our markets in terms of the message that we're relaying to the customer. So we're looking at our brand and how our brand is portrayed. And we're also getting very aggressive going to an event-based calendar where every 2 weeks we are aggressively promoting all the categories that we carry at Bob's. So it could be the hard surface category, the soft surface category, and eventually it'll be rugs.
All right, you know, most of the NFA members play in better end goods. They aim at that demographic when they're doing their ad buy. Is that what Bob's does?
We try to market to all demographics in all categories. We do have an emphasis right now with all of our leadership to focus on that medium to upper end product. Not the upper end, but that medium to upper end, trying to give the customer a great value.
And another key thing I'd like to point in on is a lot of people are looking at their internet strategy right now, and I know that you're also doing that. Talk a little bit about some of the decisions you're making in that area.
Well, our internet strategy was a little disjointed, and it took a little time to get some traction, but we're looking at making sure that the internet reflects what we're doing in our advertising and our merchandising in our stores so that when you look at Bob's online, and you come to the store, you're seeing a similar message. So it's requiring a lot of energy to make sure that all the pieces with the advertising, the internet, and the store are looking very, very similar. So just reinforces our brand in the customer's mind.
Do you allow the customer online to visualize some of the flooring that you have? Are you going that far?
We are going to go that far. We're going to go as far as trying to give them inspirational ideas, working very closely with some of our suppliers to provide that, as well as we will be showing more product, particularly stock product, online.
Gary, who do you think your competition is down in the Bob's marketplace?
Well, besides the specialty retailer, I probably have to say our biggest competition is the big boxes, Home Depot and Lowe's.
What do you do within your organization to make sure that you win versus the home centers?
Well, the home centers are great at what they do. They get a lot of people interested in product categories. That I applaud. How do we win? By winning the hearts and minds of our customers through very, very careful training with our sales staff. We spend a lot of energy and a lot of time training our sales staff so they can understand what it is our customer really needs and making sure that we deliver on that promise every time.
Because really, the home center, most of the time, if they get the business, it's really because it's just price, right?
Generally, it's price. Don't get me wrong. There are some. I shop them all the time, and they have some very, very good people at the big box outlets. But price is important to a degree. But if you look at all the surveys, the customer wants to be inspired. They want to be engaged, and they want somebody that will listen to them.
And there's not too many people at the Home Depot or the Lowe's that know a lot about fashion, right?
Well, I couldn't say that for sure. I'm sure there's plenty that do know some degree of fashion. I just want my people to know more.
You know, we're in the middle of this NFA meeting, and so you've been able to spend some time with some of the vendors. You've heard about some of the programs that are coming together. Are you encouraged by the new products that you're seeing here, and are you considering making some changes based on this meeting?
Well, you know, I've been to a lot of NFA meetings. I'm going to have to say this, that the synergy with the suppliers at this meeting has probably been one of the highest levels I've ever seen. I've seen aggressive ideas from a merchandising standpoint from a lot of suppliers to change the paradigm, to present us with a different kind of solution to what we're asking for at point of sale. That's been very, very positive. I've seen some really enlightened advertising ideas as well, that they actually come to us with some ideas and suggestions as how we might place and promote their products. So I got to tell you, I'm very encouraged. I saw some great products. Very, very excited about this NFA meeting.
Do you think the people down there at Bob's are like, who is this Gary Sissel guy? Or do you think they're glad to see you come in?
I think there was some skepticism. You know, who's this guy from the northern lands? This tall guy walks in, and I make it a practice to listen a lot more than I speak. And then when they ask me for my opinion, I certainly engage them. So I'm winning them over one person at a time.
I wish you continued good luck in making the necessary changes down there at Bob's. Again, been talking to Gary Sissel, who is the Director of Operations at Bob's Carpet and Flooring Mart on the west coast of Florida, and you've been listening to Kempar and Floridaily.net.